Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and happy Masters season. The Augusta National Women's Amateur Finals today. Drive, chip, and putt finals tomorrow. Augusta National is the stage, and then all eyes on the Masters tournament coming up on next week, and we will be covering it all week long for you right here on Real Golf Radio. At Real Golf is where you can follow us on X. You can catch us on the other social channels by searching Real Golf Radio or your favorite podcast as well, Real Golf Radio or Golf Radio. Bob Casper, whose dad, Billy Casper, won the Masters in 1970. This is a special place. The fabric of the Masters is woven throughout your family. It's in your blood, Bob, and this is certainly an exciting one for you to be able to attend each and every year.
It's, frankly, it's amazing. you know, from the traditions of the club to seeing the big trophy with my father's name on it, you know, being runner-up the year before and then getting his win the next year. George Archer won in 69, my dad won in 70. But you know, to be able to have attended the Masters with him, to be able to have caddied for him on the golf course many, many, many times, just the opportunity to be there each year. It, you know, we're very fortunate, but to be inside the ropes and to be up there behind the clubhouse and everything, it's just you can't describe it.
Well, we're going to talk about some of those things, some of those memories, some tips for attending the Masters, some of our experiences. 25 years at the Masters for Real Golf Radio. We're very excited about that, and we will be sharing some of those memories, some of the insights, some of the things that you may want to look for if you're attending or even if you're watching on TV, which, by the way, is really not a negative thing. Like, the best experience is to be there for some time, be able to get a sense of it, experience it, but then watch it all unfold between the Masters app, masters.com, the television coverage. Like, you can literally see every single shot. It is unbelievable. Yep. And that is why it is an experience unlike any other. We'll get into our Masters preview coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the best performing, most consistent in the game. So how does the best get better? You start by listening to the best players in the world. You experiment, iterate, validate. You trust the best process to create the best golf ball the game has ever known. The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. More speed off the tee, more control with your irons, more spin with your wedges, and more opportunity to shoot your lowest scores.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort, just a month away from the LPGA. Descending on Black Desert Resort for the Black Desert Championship, and we're really excited to host. You can go online and get tickets and hospitality and experiences at blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com. This is going to be something special. Some great names. Charlie Hull just did a press conference this last week. Matt McCarty, who won the PGA event, he's been hanging out there all week and just taking a little reprieve from the tour, getting ready for Augusta, playing the golf course, meeting with some sponsors and fans. So pretty cool to have Matt hanging out there all week. And then, cheer for him at Augusta. He punched his ticket through Black Desert and decided to go back there and get some good feels and be ready to go. So we will be talking to Matt, by the way, coming up in our coverage and sort of following him around in his first experience at the Masters, having punched his ticket through Black Desert. So yeah, really excited about that and look forward to visiting with Matt. Also, we're going to talk to Scott Michaud, who is a long time at the Augusta Chronicle. He's a resident there and is now writing for the Global Golf Post and the Irish Examiner. So he's going to have some focus there. You know what? Everyone's talking about Rory. Nobody's talking about Shane Lowry, who's quietly having a great season, by the way. So could be some Irish players having some say before this thing is over. But also America's favorite caddy will be joining us. And as we mentioned, 25 years of the Masters. Bob, you first took me, dang it, back in 2000. In 1999, I talked to the radio station into letting me do a golf show. And I, you know what? There is there's got to be a reason for someone to tune in. Nobody cares what I have to say about golf, so we got to get a name, a golfer. And Bob and his dad had just won the Champions Challenge, Johnny Miller's event at Thanksgiving Point in Utah. And we had done some interviews with him and found out he lived local. And so reached out, and you just returned from the Masters. It's about that same time. And so we started doing the show that first year, and then you're like, hey, I got an extra ticket for Monday and Tuesday practice round. And I almost couldn't. It was too much. This is something I had looked forward to, hoping something would happen my whole life. And I'll never forget trying to sleep that for, I kept you up all night asking all kinds of questions. I was just, I was out of my gourd, but we'll get into the rest of that story later. But it's been all of those years. We got credentialed in 2006 and have been every year. We've been every year since 2000, except for the 2 years of COVID where they were limiting those on property and we weren't among those, that group. So it hasn't been 25 years consecutive at the Masters, but 25 years attending or and covering on this show at Augusta National for the Masters. Pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing is in those early years in 2000, between 2000 and 2005, we just do it from the houses, you know, that we stayed at. A lot of people would go out to the golf course and we do the show on a Saturday morning from the house and connect back to Salt Lake City and be able to give everybody kind of a feel for everything that was going on. And then that morphed into us getting credentialed about 5 years later and being able to be credentialed for Augusta, like you said, except for COVID, but also have the opportunity to sit in on all the interviews with the players, being able to be there and, you know, be with my dad behind the clubhouse and that kind of thing. Be with him in the Champions Locker Room.
I was going to say, behind the clubhouse, in the clubhouse. I mean, yeah, that was special.
It's just a great experience and a great opportunity for us to be able to talk about golf, which we love. We love the game, and yeah, it's just, it's amazing.
It's not a better celebration of the game of golf than the Masters and the Augusta National Women's Amateur Drive Chipping, but all of that together, do you see what they're doing? Like, they get it, right? They are taking the two segments of the sport that need the most growth, and they are giving them a spotlight and a stage unlike any other with the ANWA and with the Drive, Chip, and Putt finals. I mean, it is unbelievable, and they've always had this. It stems from Bobby Jones'
vision
and his vision of to include amateurs in there. You know, Bobby is the most famous amateur of all time, most successful, winningest amateur of all time, of course. And so with that heritage, they continue to grow the game. And Augusta National, the club, is a force in the game, a leader in the game, a pillar in the game, same as the ruling bodies and other professional organizations that govern and run the game of golf. And so it's a special place. When you walk there, you can feel the history. It's in the trees, it's in the grass, it's in the sand, it's in the structures. It's just, even if they haven't been there for as long as what the tournament has been, it still feels that way, and it just oozes tradition and history, and it's super awesome. Hey, speaking of, your dad certainly was the reason why we had the opportunity to be exposed to it in the first place and some of the cool experiences that we had. Bob, I know you know this, but it's been 10 years now since your dad, Billy Casper, passed away on February 7th, 2015, at the age of 83. Billy won the Masters at age 38. In his 14th attempt, defeating Gene Littler, his good friend from San Diego, in the tournament's final 18-hole playoff. He and Littler both shot 279, 9 under par, which is still the average winning score in 88 playings of the Masters. By the way, it is just a little bit lower than that in the Bentgrass era, so over the last, 20 years. But nevertheless, pretty cool stuff. Billy Casper, loved by all who would see him. He always took the time to give hugs, to take pictures, to have a conversation, to give a smile and a handshake. You know, it was neat to see how he embraced the patrons and the members there at Augusta and how they embraced him as well over the years. I know you could tell the countless stories, Bob. A 9-hole practice round for your dad really was
three hours and 30 minutes.
It was really more of a fan appreciation parade, wasn't it? Hit a shot and then walk over to the gallery to the patrons and just stand there and visit with them. Sometimes go have a seat with them. And, you know, that's what he did. And people loved him for it.
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah, and you knew that when we got to the golf course, we were going out the back nine. Not so much the front nine. He loved playing that back nine. And we just go out and just kind of just us by ourselves or with some of the other guys that were senior players like him. And we just take our time. We just take our time. And like you said, people would say, "Hey, Billy, come over here." And he'd walk over and sit there and talk. And, you know, sign a few autographs, which you weren't supposed to do on the golf course side of the clubhouse, and he just take his time and enjoy the experience and being fortunate enough to be a Masters champion and included in that club.
Some of the other cool things were, you know, the younger players, Phil Mickelson included, before he got his win, would sit with him in the clubhouse, champions mm-hmm. locker room and the dining areas, and they would pick his brain. They would visit with him. They would ask him strategy and that type of thing, right? I mean, that's kind of a cool thing, is the knowledge share. And we had a chance to talk to Tiger about that a couple of years ago, about the knowledge share and who, where did he learn? What did he learn from, you know, these guys? And he told some stories about how, you know, he would ask some questions and Raymond Floyd gave him some advice. In fact, remember the story, he said, Raymond told him, if you're there on two, you know, and you don't know if you have quite a shot, he goes, just rip it into the left patrons and they'll knock it down and you just apologize for it, but it leaves you in a good spot to still knock it up close and make birdie. And he joked about some of that kind of stuff. But
well, and like you're saying about number two, if the pin's over to the right and the place to miss the shot is left because that gives you more of the green. If the pin's over to the left, the place to miss it is down to the right. And because that gives you the green, opens it up, and you're hitting directly uphill. So there's just a lot of knowledge there that really, really comes into play. And a lot of those guys that play it more and more and more are free-flowing with that knowledge, especially to the younger players in the game.
Which is why we haven't had a first-time winner since Fuzzy back in 1979, because it takes some figuring out. We're going to talk about that. By the way, Masters has produced some great content on their YouTube channel, including Scottie Scheffler on every single hole at the Masters. It's a 30 minutes. I highly recommend you tune in and watch ahead of the Masters tournament. Really, really good stuff. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more of our 25 years at the Masters, some of our favorite things, including sandwiches, food, holes, champions, finishes, experiences, all that next right here on Real Golf Radio. The LPGA Tour is coming to Utah. Don't miss your chance to see the best players in the world at the Black Desert Championship, May 1st through 4th at Black Desert Resort in St. George. Tickets are on sale now, including hospitality, at blackdesertevents.com. Take it a step further and play in the Pro-Am, or walk inside the ropes as an honorary observer. Packages and details available at blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com. The LPGA Tour at Black Desert. I'll see you there.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weiskopf golf course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio, a special Masters preview edition of the show. Thank you so much for being here at Real Golf. Give us a follow and stay tuned and some feedback as well. Join the conversation at Real Golf on X, at Real Golf. You can also find Real Golf Radio on other social channels and download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. 25 years of the Masters. So excited to be talking about that. Let's talk about some of these things, Bob. And by the way, still to come, Scott Michaud is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Also, the caddy on the back nine. And I've got my player performance chart all filled out. Also, courtesy of Golf Stats and our friend Sal Johnson. If you haven't had a chance to see his website, it's pretty cool. He does some nice things. And the Augusta National with their media guide. I love reading through it. I have a lot of the stuff already memorized from over the years. Mm-hmm. Some things shift and change a little bit, but I love going back into it and seeing, like, you know, the average number of attempts at first victory is 6.3. Right? So you start looking at that and go, okay. And then the average number of attempts for your second, 9.6. So you start looking at, well, somewhere between 9 and 10. Who's in that spot? Oh, Jordan Spieth, by the way, has just played 10 Masters, right? And he's played nine. This will be his ninth since he won. And so you just start kind of going over all those things. And you go, wow, you know, maybe he's kind of do here. So anyway, there's a lot of interesting things to talk about. We'll get into some of those stats, players, who to watch for, and all that coming up. But let's get more into it, because you're getting... How many of you, by the way, ordered Taste of the Masters? Like, that's such a cool thing that they started during the pandemic. Obviously, none of us wanted the pandemic, and we would choose to not do it over. But the one thing good... I don't say one good thing, but one of the good things that came out of it was the Taste of the Masters, where yes. You can order the food experience to your house and set up shop and watch it in front of your TV. It's so cool. It's so good. Like, there's some really good stuff in there. You have to order the more expensive one, though, in order to get the barbecue and the egg salad sandwich. And that's where we're going to start, Bob. Favorite things about the Masters. Let's start with the sandwiches, and I'll go egg salad for me. It's tradition. But if I'm being honest, I really like the fact that you can get a hot barbecue sandwich, and they're almost slider size.
Yep.
So you can eat a lot of them. Let's just be honest. Yeah. It's a lot of bread. That's the thing you got to kind of worry about. But egg salad for me, when I think of the Masters, I know so many people think pimento cheese. Not my jam.
No, it's not my favorite.
But egg salad is where it's at, and we look forward to that. I have seen you get creative, Bob, where you've slapped a little pimento cheese one half onto the half of an egg salad. And now you got a little bit of a spicy, cheesy egg salad, which I'll give you marks for that one. How about you? Favorite sandwich?
Oh, I think it's absolutely that one, the egg salad. I love egg salad. Even when we didn't go to the Masters those years, I would make some egg salad at home just because it's that time of year. But not only is it really cool, you know, you think about the Masters Club and you think about all the different sandwiches that they have there, the egg salad, the pimento cheese, you know, the chicken breast, the chicken.
Not my favorite. It's cold. Loves. It's cold. I don't. Yeah,
it's cold and it's dry. But the cool thing is, if you're out on the golf course, these sandwiches and things do not cost a lot of money. You know, hardly the egg anything. Salad. Yeah, it's like $2. Maybe.
No, I think it's less, like $1.50 or something. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And it's awesome. It's awesome because you can go, you can get for $10, you can get sandwich, drink, chips, caramel corn, whatever, ice cream, everything. And it's like $10. And it's just the experience of being there and the tradition that they have year after year after year. It's really cool.
The Masters content that they put out on their YouTube channel includes Tom Kim last year going around shopping. He goes right through the concessions. They followed him with a camera, and he got the egg salad. And he's like, I'm so excited. Here we go. And he eats it, and he's like, It's like eating marshmallows. He's like, it's so soft and fluffy. That's what he said about it.
It's Wonder Bread.
And yeah.
And egg salad.
Well, the egg salad itself is, you think about that, those eggs, they're just so perfect in there. It almost like a little bit of a sponge to the whites. And anyway, it's there's, and then he said, I think I spent like $7-$8 or something like that. He couldn't believe it, but they called it, I should have wrote down the exactly what they said, but it was something along the lines of one of the greatest picnics in the world. Right.
Yes.
And that's what they set it up. They went simple. It's not, and by the way, they go all out for the champions dinner, the members inside, the players inside the clubhouse, that kind of thing. Even us in the media dining, they spoil us in that restaurant.
Yes.
But generally speaking, it's this very simple cuisine, very affordable, and everybody loves it. It's just, they have nailed it. It's just so cool. So yeah, I'm with you. Egg salad. I'll also give you this little tip. The ham and cheese on rye is underrated.
Yes.
That's one of my favorites.
It's got that little kind of mustardy mayonnaise on it.
Yes.
It's really good.
Yeah. That's a little more hearty. Like, you feel like I get a little bit more protein out of that one.
Yep.
All right. So other food, Bob. So this could be, you know, snacks, desserts. It could be something from the clubhouse or under the umbrellas or in the media dining or just more concessions. What do you think? What's your go-to on favorite other food?
Oh, my. You know, when we were sitting under the umbrella with my dad, I think it was probably the back fin crab meat cocktail.
Oh, yeah. You got that every time.
I loved
it. You also got the steak sandwich.
The crab cake sandwich also.
They did away with that. They don't offer the crab cakes anymore.
No, they don't. Just like they don't offer the peach cobbler anymore, but we love the peach cobbler.
Yeah, mine is the peach cobbler. I looked forward to that every year, under the umbrella, having a peach cobbler. Also, your dad used to take us early in the morning, and we'd go have breakfast in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a waffle there with a little golf ball, sort of like insignia or whatever. That was maybe probably just because we were sitting in the clubhouse, let's be honest. Yeah. But that stood out.
And mine for breakfast, I always got it. Always.
Grits.
No, well, grits was part of it, but corned beef hash and eggs.
There you go. Corned beef hash and eggs. Very, very Southern of you there.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. I think my mouth is watering just a little bit. Okay. Let's get away from the food, which, by the way, it's really good. The cookies, the caramel corn with pecans, it's all really pretty good stuff. Favorite hole on the golf course? Mine has to be, I think, the most iconic, and actually you could argue that, but in my mind, the most iconic is the 13th green. Azalea is the name of that hole. And it's, you know, what a scene to look there and see Rays Creek, you know, winding around in front of it, framing off the front side. And then you got the green that's perched up just a little bit. And then those majestic white bunkers that frame it from the back. And then if you can catch it in the right bloom, you've got amazing azaleas and the colors surrounding that. And then the dogwoods and other trees, you know, pines going up behind it. To me, it's iconic. It's a place where a lot of momentum shifts happen, where, you know, guys can go for it and make a move. Think about Phil Mickelson on Saturday with the eagle out of the pine straw. Those kind of things are just, I love that. To me, when I want to put my eyes on a hole, it's 13 at Augusta.
Well, I think, any hole in Amen Corner, 11, 12, or 13 is definitely where you would pick one of those marquee holes. There's a lot of holes on the golf course that you don't see a lot of, but I think one of the ones that is a key hole and a really cool hole is Golden Bell number 12 at Augusta. It's a hole that can play anywhere from 160, 65 yards down to 130 yards. And the way that the wind comes through there and around through those trees, and it kind of whips around a little bit, and you have to choose and make a shot and execute a shot based on what you see. And at that point in time, I remember my dad saying the first time he played there, he had a club caddy on his bag. His name was Matthew Palmer. And they got to the 12th hole and they were getting ready to hit the shot. And he said, "What do you think?" Or my dad said, "What do you think?" to him. And he said, "Hit that 7-iron." And he said, "And don't dilly-dally about it. Hit it right now." And that means that because stuff changes in it with the wind and all that kind of thing, that 7-iron could either come short in Rays Creek, or it could go long up on the back hill or into the back bunker. So I think that golf hole is a pivotal hole, always is in the golf tournament. And I just love being able to sit down there in the bleachers and be able to watch shots into that green.
Yeah, and you were sitting there on CBS Radio making the call when Phil made birdie there to start his charge, winning his first
on
match.
Sunday.
Yeah,
yep.
On Sunday.
That's exactly right.
It's pretty cool stuff. Scottie Scheffler, I mentioned that every hole was Scottie that the Masters produced on YouTube channel. Definitely go check it out. He said on 12, it's just right over the left half of the bunker on Sunday. Right over the left half of the bunker. And if you hear anybody else say otherwise, they're probably going to lose the tournament right there, because you just can't try to get cute with that pin. You just can't. You just got to hit it right over the left half of that bunker, make a putt or two putt par, whatever it needs to be, because that's where it needs to be for sure.
And that's where it turned around for Tiger in 2019. Remember, he was playing in that group, in that final group, and Tony Finau was there, and those guys hit incorrect shots, and then Tiger hit it over to the left side and made a par.
Stayed dry and ended up being the champion, no doubt about it. We got so much more, including Scott Michaud, next.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen. It
cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
The LPGA Tour is coming to Utah. Don't miss your chance to see the best players in the world at the Black Desert Championship May 1st through 4th at Black Desert Resort in St. George. Tickets are on sale now, including hospitality, at blackdesertevents.com. Take it a step further and play in the Pro-Am or walk inside the ropes as an honorary observer. Packages and details available at blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com. The LPGA Tour at Black Desert. I'll see you there.
Join us at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf to test drive the new TaylorMade QI35 Woods, the fourth generation of carbon wood technology. This driver unlocks a new level of distance by combining optimal launch conditions and ultimate forgiveness to maximize performance. Book your fitting in-store or online. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's our Masters preview edition of Real Golf Radio. So glad to have you along with us. We're excited to be out at Augusta. The ANWA Finals taking place today at Augusta National, and very exciting stuff. Let's talk more about that, as well as next week's Masters with our good friend who's been covering the Masters and the ANWA since its inception. Not the Masters since its inception. Let's not. He's not that old. Like, let's give him a little bit of break there. But covering the ANWA for the Global Golf Post and the Masters for the Irish Examiner, our good friend Scott Michaud. Scott, how's it going, man?
It's going great.
Well, thank you for spending some time. This is, Bob and I are celebrating 25 years at the Masters. Not the full-time credentialed, but the first Masters that Bob took me to was the 2000 Masters when Vijay won. He said, hey, come along. We just started the show a year earlier. And he said, hey, I got a practice round ticket for Monday and Tuesday. And that still is my favorite Masters experience. I couldn't sleep. It was ridiculous. I still get similar feelings though. 25 years later, it's a remarkable thing that I tell people, you know, most things in life get overhyped and end up disappointing. And the Masters is one thing that could have all of the possible hype and still live up to it.
It actually overperforms. It's maybe the only thing on earth that overperforms to the hype when you get there. This is 28 for me, and I still love walking on those grounds every time I get there. But like you said, that first time you go out there and see it, there's something magical about the place. It's just, it truly, your jaw drops and you're like, this is the greatest place in golf. You know, for that week of the year, it's just incredible.
Remember in City Slickers when they're out there on the horses and Billy Crystal is, they're talking about the first time they went to Yankee Stadium. And they walked in and saw, because they'd only seen it on a black and white television. And they went in and they were able to see baseball in color for the first time. And Mickey hit a home run and all that stuff, right? Like that whole thing, if you watch that little episode, you can't help but like get a little like goosebumps. That's how you feel when you, even though we have color television, to see it with your own eyes is unreal.
It's like the Wizard of Oz, the first time you see it. When it goes from black and white to color, it's like, where has this world been all my life?
You know, it's pretty interesting. You know, we've all been very fortunate to be there year after year after year. And, you know, after having a father that won it in 1970, being able to go back with family and now with media and that kind of thing, it's kind of sobering to me to be able to go every year to experience the tradition of what Augusta and the Masters is, and to think, man, my dad won the Masters in 1970. It's pretty cool.
That has got to be amazing. It's been, you know, we don't take it for granted how lucky we are, but I can't even imagine, you know, what he must have felt going back every year.
Oh yeah.
And what those guys at that Champions Dinner.
Yep.
Oh, can you imagine? It. Like, is there one place, like, if you could just kind of lean in and see? I mean, the Champions
be
Dinner.
A fly on the wall?
Oh,
yeah.
That would be cool. You know, one of the cool things, Scott, is we used to go pick him up, and then we would just chat with him all the way home and ask him, you know, questions about the food and about the conversations, and it was always fun to kind of get a little bit of a secondhand experience there. But, okay, hey, we're going to run you through a couple of things. Favorite things about the Masters? You've been there 28 years. You ready? Here we go. Favorite sandwich.
Favorite sandwich. The best is the egg salad. I'm also partial to the Masters Club.
Okay, I like it. How about other food? And we can include anything from concessions to what they serve under the umbrellas, other food besides sandwiches.
Well, I really like the relatively new addition. The cheese straws are one of my favorite snacks now. I basically plow through those over the course of the week. The hot dogs that they give us up in the media center are pretty nice, and I go through way too many of those. As well as chocolate milk, things I only drink or eat once a year.
Wow.
And this year, they've got a new item on the menu that the savory tomato pie. I may have to go out and just walk through the concessions to get it if they don't bring it in the media center for us, because I am very intrigued by that.
Okay, wait a minute.
I am too.
Okay, wait That's a minute. Crazy. First of all, they released that on April 1st. I thought it was an April Fool's joke. You are from, it says it's a Southern thing. You live there. What is this savory tomato pie? I'm not familiar.
Well, tomato pie is an incredible dish. It's just layered cheeses and tomato and onions and it's absolutely just, my wife makes a version that's incredible. These look like little like meat pies, or yeah. If you ever had a Hostess fruit pie, like an empanada, type thing, kind of like the meat pies you would get in the UK or Australia. But it's going to be a tomato, and I assume it will have some basil in it and some spice, some herbs and cheese. And I hope it's not an April Fool's joke. If that was what it is, I'm going to be so disappointed when I show up there next week.
So it's basically like a pizza pocket is what the way you're describing it.
Kind of.
It is. And it can't be as good as what you make at home, but you know what? It'll be eating one and sitting in Augusta National. How good can that be?
All right. Hey, we got a couple other questions for you. Wait, are you going to keep going down the list, Bob?
Yeah, I was just going to ask him, how about anything peach? The peach cobbler or maybe the peach ice cream sandwich?
I always thought the peach cobbler in the clubhouse was overrated, and now I'm probably never invited back into the clubhouse again.
Really?
But the peach ice cream sandwich is nice. It's a little too big, and every time I get it, it's a little too frozen. It's hard to get it in that sweet spot where it's not melting all over your hand or too hard to bite through. So it hasn't been my favorite, but I get one every year.
Okay.
How about hole? What's your favorite hole?
My favorite hole, 13. 12 and 13, that combo is, how do you beat that?
I'm with you. That's mine as well. Favorite champion. I know this is kind of subjective, but it might be different for different reasons, you know, one way or another. Who was your favorite Masters champion?
Well, I've enjoyed so many of them. I really enjoyed Adam Scott winning because he'd been there so long, and it was nice to see a guy break through after a long time. But Tiger was the first Masters I went to in 1997, and, you know, he's done it five times that I've been there, and it's hard. That one in 2019, that was special. Being out there when he finished up that round, that was a magical night. Phil, when he won in 2004, was great. They were all terrific. Back before my time, Ben Crenshaw winning, I thought those were amazing Masters. I loved it when Seve won for the first time as my first thing. I missed Jack winning in 86 because I was a senior in college and maybe was having too good a time on spring break. And it's like the one hole in my Masters resume in my lifetime of watching it. It was a big one. That would have probably been high on the list had I experienced it live with everyone else.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I guess kind of that goes along with it, your favorite finish. And I put in Phil in 2004, like getting his first, the jump, the way the crowd reacted, like that was, that finish was, you know, you wondered if he could actually do it after, what was he, like 0 for 47 or something like that going into for majors? It was unreal.
Yeah. I mean, he's 34 years old. It's hard to believe. He's won, what, five of them now?
Four. Oh, no, majors. Sorry, majors. That. I thought you were talking
majors,
Masters.
Majors, yeah. Majors. Masters, yeah. He's had three.
That's right.
But I think he's had six majors or something like that. And it's hard to believe he started at, age 34. That was a pretty dramatic finish. I also thought the Adam Scott, the putt he made on the 18th green ended up going to a playoff, and the putt he made on 10 in the playoff to win it, both were pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Well, that's kind of our little quick, favorite stuff, but, last one, favorite souvenir. If you're shopping for something, what do you like to shop for?
I'm shamelessly going to plug for the gnome, which I now have six of them at the house, and my wife continues to plead with me not to bring home another one. It'll be my biggest quest this week is to bring home number seven.
And you have to do it after 8 o'clock.
Exactly. It's very challenging for us.
They give the patrons a running head start. No media can beat them to the gnome race.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, funny.
All right. Well, let's shift gears a little bit. ANWA going on this week, the finals later today, but you've got, the first two rounds at Champions Retreat. I know you were out there. What stood out to you? And this is what, the sixth playing now of the Augusta National Women's Amateur?
It is. And it's absolutely a terrific event. I would encourage anybody who likes to apply for Masters lottery tickets to apply for ANWA tickets because it's special. It really, they've done an incredible job with this thing. These women are terrific golfers. They are so appreciative of this opportunity, and it is such a big moment in their careers as amateurs. It's already, all of them are talking, it's the best tournament they play in the whole world. And they get to play in majors, some of these women, and they just absolutely love this event. And it's incredible to see, especially if you get the Saturday tickets and you get out there in sort of a Masters light environment where there's maybe a third of the number of people at a Masters tournament, but still a huge crowd out there. And, you know, watching them on an absolutely fresh Augusta National golf course, it's really an incredible event. And this week, what struck me at Champions Retreat, and I believe when we're out there today watching at Augusta National, how many trees are gone from Hurricane Helene? It really went through that city, and it left a void in terms of missing trees out there. You can drive down Walton Way today, and it looks like the hurricane came through yesterday.
Wow.
There's still power lines that are hanging low on the road, tarps on roofs of houses, trees gone everywhere. It really was a devastating event in Augusta in September, and they're still feeling the effects. And you will see it on the course, even though it will play perfectly. Yeah. It won't affect the Masters in any way, but it really is a dramatic sight to see the difference.
You know, what's interesting about this event is, like you said, they play the first two rounds at Champions Retreat. Then there's a day for a practice round at Augusta, and every player in the ANWA gets to play that practice round. However, only 30 will end up competing. They got to be so excited and so giddy to be able to play Augusta National with all the history and the tradition that's there.
It is. It's a nice thing that they all get to play on Friday. And I even think the 32 made the cut this year because they stopped making the cutoff 30 and having that horrible playoff that was excruciating for whoever didn't get through. So 32 will make it. And while it's a work day for them to get ready, it really is an enjoyable experience. They all are the happiest people you will ever see coming off that course after that practice day at Augusta.
Scott Michaud is joining us here on Real Golf Radio. And isn't that the interesting thing? Here you have one of the most private exclusive clubs in the world. And yet they provide opportunities for people to experience it in so many different ways, right? So you can't just show up there on Washington Road with your clubs at the gate and think that a member will see you and be like, hey, it's your lucky day, buddy, hop in. That's never going to happen. But you... like these ladies have an opportunity to play it. The drive, chip, and putt participants from all over the world get to come out and hit shots and putts on the 18th. The volunteers get a chance at the end of May to come back and play the golf course. They have a media lottery where they allow select media to go out and play at certain times. So, I mean, when you think about that, not to mention the way they just open up their gates and allow 50,000 people or whatever number they don't really disclose to go out there and trample their beautiful, otherwise flawless grounds and enjoy that scenery. Like, it's there's a lot of generosity that is given off by the club, even though it is so closed and private and exclusive.
It is. And no matter how you end up getting out there, whether it's as a patron or as a guest or invited to play one of these things, it's a day you'll never forget, honestly.
Yeah, it's true. So, it's unreal.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
So we're going into the Masters. The excitement of crowning another winner and getting another green jacket. Who are you looking at and who do you think could possibly have a great Masters this year so far?
Well, there's two names, obviously, we're all looking at. It's whether or not Scottie Scheffler can repeat. And he certainly showed like he's capable of doing that last week in Texas, in Houston. And Rory McIlroy, is this the year? He looks ready. His game is in great shape. He's never won twice on the PGA Tour before going to Augusta. Is now the time he's finally going to complete that career slam? They're the two we're really looking at. I think there are a couple of guys off LIV who are going to be interesting to watch, including Joaquin Niemann and John Rahm. What will they have when they show up here this week after playing in Miami this week or last week? And then a couple of dark horses that I like, and I don't know if they're that dark, but I think Russell Henley is somebody that you might want to keep an eye on. And if you are inclined to place an each way bet somewhere, I think he might be a really nice, dark horse to win. And Sepp Straka, who's playing some really, really nice golf, and he's as under the radar as anybody up in that top echelon of, top 15 golfers. But both of those guys are University of Georgia players, have a little experience playing at Augusta. It's a bit home. They grew up in Georgia. There's something about it. I just have this feeling that one of those is going to figure in the proceedings. And then, of course, there's Ludwig. Hubert, who had such a great rookie Masters, is he one of those special guys like Jordan Spieth who can who come out almost win it one year and the next year breakthrough? Those would be the guys I would really think have a shot.
I love those picks. Great stuff. And an interesting story. You look at it was 10 years ago that Jordan Spieth. Isn't that crazy to think Spieth won 10 years ago in 2015? And the year before in 14, he was runner up. And in my lifetime, I think there's only been one other player that's went runner up and then won the next year. And Ludwig has that opportunity 10 years apart, a decade apart from Jordan Spieth doing it. So when you start to look at the way history sometimes lines up, especially around that place, you start to wonder if Åberg is going to be one of those stories. So it could be could be some good stuff. There's always great storylines, and I think those Georgia boys you mentioned are some pretty good ones as well. Scott, thanks so much, man. We really appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you later on today, and we will talk to you again throughout the week.
Let's grab an egg salad.
Oh, I like it. Sandwiches on Scott. That's the way we like it right there. Scott Michaud covering the ANWA this weekend for Global Golf Post, and he'll be covering the Masters all next week for the Irish Examiner. He might be writing one of the more popular stories in golf should Rory go on to pick up that career
grand slam, baby.
Yeah, wow, unbelievable stuff. We'll take a break. More of the show continues next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter @RealGolf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.